It's got a death curse.
Soon, all of you will be like me. And then who will help you up in the sewer?
Just like having a wart removed.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Enfield was a peaceful town. And then one Halloween night many years ago, all of that was lost.
So, folks, is everybody about ready to take off their clothes and fucking dive into this Halloween shit?
Let's just do it. Yeah.
Hey, I know what it's like to have everybody looking at you, thinking that they know you, thinking that they know what you've been through, but they don't.
Everything they do to try and make this more relevant, more interesting, or more deep with its message, I think ignores the fact that this was just a really well-made slasher back in 78.
You pretend like you moved on, but it's bullshit. You're actually just obsessed with death, like it's some sort of game, and you're not gonna rest until you finished it, or until everybody else is as fucking miserable as you are.
I like this movie. I don't know if you, I'm probably gonna be the only one, but I really like this movie.
Really?
I did.
Did you really think I'd kill myself?
Like, come on, give me 10, 15 minutes. Like, if you want to end this epically, give me 10, 15 minutes of them battling it out.
This town turned against him after the accident with Jeremy Allen. They would have felt for him. They would have helped him heal. But because your boogeyman disappeared, they needed a new one.
What the fuck did she do besides survive?
But then the
how dare you?
Saying, you're the hero because you're the victim that survived. But that, no, that's not how it works, because Laurie Strode was the victim that survived and everyone's shitting on her.
I know, I talk too much. I just get so excited about all that boogeyman bullshit.
Cash just goes, he always finds the stud.
Yeah! Every time he stabs somebody through the fucking wall, he hits the stud so they stay there.
Stacy's dead.
You did too.
What? It's Friday the 13th 5 for Halloween.
This one has Michael Myers and fake Michael Myers.
I thought maybe you were the boogeyman. No, you're just a man who's about to stop breathing.
But you know what you're not doing is making movies that people love. That's what's important. You can make all these Halloween films you want, and everybody's like, well, if you don't like it, go back and watch your other films.
Oh, I
and
will.
That's exactly what I plan on doing.
Yeah.
Greetings, folks. This is Cash Wampum welcoming you to our Halloween special for this year. I'm sure you all knew that we would be putting the spotlight on the newest Halloween film, the final movie in David Gordon Green's extension of the original 1978 film. If you recall, we were not huge fans of the 2018 Halloween, and Halloween Kills we completely destroyed. It was such an awful film. So this time, we're going in extremely guarded. We've only seen one trailer for the film. We avoided any spoilers to make sure we go in fresh. This was recorded on the same day Peacock released it for stream. How will this end? We hope you enjoy our Horror 101 treatment of Halloween Ends.
And happy Halloween.
It's rare where we go into this like, yes. Oh, this is going to suck. Buckle in. Like,
oh, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good.
This is going to be like going to a Halloween autopsy.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, what are we watching? We're watching Halloween Ends?
Yeah.
Fuck.
See, want some wine?
Boy, am I
you want a joint?
I got two bottles of whiskey.
Even if this movie is good, it's
not.
It's
How do you know? Have you seen
it? No, but it's not.
It's official. My liver dies tonight.
Even if it's a good movie, it'll be a cherry on top of a shit sandwich that we've already dealt with. We've dealt with two helpings of shit sandwich, so there's nothing that this movie can do that's going to right that wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've just been getting worse, though. The first callback, we had good things to say about it. It wasn't quite there.
No, fuck that. The first movie was good up until the fucking reveal of the goddamn doctor.
Yeah, that was just stupid.
And then the whole movie just going to suck all the dick after that. Because that movie...
The house was moronic. But and the coincidences were just stupid. But the second one, there was just no redeeming it at all. Except for that chase. You were right. Being pursued through the park at night was the best part of the movie.
The only part I enjoyed of the second film is the 78 flashback. Until he goes around, until he disappears,
yeah.
I thought that was handled well. Everything after that was complete trash.
Nick and I liked the Foley sound effects on the bridge. That was, I think that's all.
Yeah.
It was a really creaky bridge. We liked it.
Yeah.
This movie takes place 4 years after this. Because after the first two films was the same Halloween night.
Same night, yep.
Yeah.
This is 4 years later.
Yep.
So, I mean, and didn't he kill Judy Greer at the end?
Yes.
She should.
Well, she presumably.
Presumably.
Presumably, yeah.
What are you doing?
She's looking at the window and he shows up.
See, this is why I'm with
him. Doesn't it cut before?
Well, did it,
I think you see, like, him kind of thrust at her and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Should we. Is everybody?
We're delaying for some reason.
I know. You know, I know. We're everybody's talking about great times coming up and happy times of the past because we know that the
this
fucking
is going to blow.
We know that the shitstorm, you know, featuring again Jamie Lee Curtis, who we all love and respect, kinda.
Oh my god!
We haven't even started yet.
Are we ready for this? Are we ready for this? Nude. Your thoughts.
They might as well bite the bullet.
I have the exact same mental state as before I went in for root canal.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
Go.
Let's go.
It's gonna be 3 hours in the chair. Let's go.
How long is it?
About an hour and 40 or something.
It's well under 2 hours.
Do it. Do it now.
I mean, it's going to feel like 9, 10.
The trailer's like, he can only die if I die. What kind of fucking horror?
She wears the same goddamn shirt in this that she did in 78. Fuck this movie.
You have to get all the details right.
Yeah, then how about getting the details right?
1 hour and 50 minutes?
Yep.
1 hour and 50 minutes. So just shy of 2 hours.
They got to get all the details right? Well, here's a detail. Michael wasn't fucking stalking fucking Laurie Strode. She just happened to be there.
Yeah.
There's a detail you need to get right. Fuck
that.
They
removed part two, so I guess we can't call that.
She walked up to his door. That was it.
That was it.
She walked up to his door, and that was it.
She's no different than Chrissy in Jaws.
That's it.
No different.
You're not supposed to go up there. Yes, I am.
And that's it.
That's a spook house.
That's it. She's Chrissy in Jaws. That's it.
So, folks, is everybody about ready to take off their clothes and fucking dive into this Halloween shit?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay? Like, is it fair that we judge it before we watch it?
Yes. We have every reason to do so.
We might be
the pillow. We're going in dry.
We might be pleasantly surprised. Maybe this last movie will make us wish there were more.
No. There's already been, like, 12 of them. Like, how many times are they going to remake this fucking shit? It's been remade 3 times.
I gave the first one, I want to say, maybe 3 or 4 stars.
Something like that.
I gave the second one 1.
Something like that.
So, unless this is higher than a 3...
Yeah. It's over. At least after tonight, it's over.
Yeah.
It's, it is.
It'll never be over,
buddy. Fuck it is. Apparently it's already made like $40 million. So
oh, Jesus yeah. Christ.
Just off streaming?
Well, then it's also in theaters too.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Good luck to us all.
I'll get the light cuz
may the force be with you.
You're weighed down by a pissed off cat.
It's been 4 years since Michael Myers vanished without a trace.
Hello?
I saw him watching me. You pretend like you moved on, but you're actually just obsessed with death.
What are you gonna do when Michael comes back for you? Because he is coming.
But this time, something feels different. He's more dangerous. He killed my daughter. But tonight, I will kill him. Come and get me. Maybe the only way he can die is if I die too. It all ends now.
You have my number.
Okay.
If there's an emergency, but we'll just be right down the street. There is one thing I need to tell you. Since last Halloween, all the events and, you know, the headlines of Michael Myers, Jeremy's been afraid of the dark. He's been wetting the bed at night. And bedtime has been difficult.
I could read him a story or something. Does he have a favorite book?
And once he goes to bed, he talks in his sleep. Says he hears voices. He's just really sensitive to things that give him bad dreams.
Right, all that just sounds like normal kid imagination stuff, right?
No TV and no more candy. You guys can play till 8:30, 8:45. Then he should go to bed.
Easy money.
Yes.
Gonna come play with me or what?
That sounds like a threat.
It's Halloween. We're gonna have a good time tonight.
But, now you got budget Willem Dafoe coming in to babysit this this child in a upscale
horrible child
upscale a home with a massive staircase,
and then immediately the nod to one of the all time great horror films.
They're watching The Thing.
They're watching The Thing.
They're watching. Excuse me. They're watching John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, look, man. We can shut it off if you're scared of monsters.
No, no, you're scared.
21 years old. I don't get scared.
You're scared because you know Michael Myers is scared.
Okay, man, it's gonna get you.
He's not gonna get me. Michael Myers kills babysitters, not kids.
I like how the kid starts out, they're watching The Thing, and the kid starts out cool, and then all of a sudden they throw in a line for him so that everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be your friend, you fucking geek. It's like, okay, this kid fucking sucks. Let's kill him.
Stupid. I want to watch this movie. And I don't really feel like pretending to be best friends with an ugly ass boy babysitter.
Okay, 5 minutes and then you're going to bed.
You suck at babysitting.
I'm not a babysitter.
So the kid is obviously a dick because he's now making Corey think that Michael Myers is in the house.
Yeah. See, we all thought that was going to be Michael Myers' back moment. That's what we thought this was teeing up for, right? And it was. I think we're all a little surprised by what happened. That spoilers for anyone listening, by the way.
Fuck spoilers.
Yeah.
We're spoiling everything.
I mean, I'll give him credit that it wasn't right away Michael Myers. I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah.
We did not see that coming.
Jeremy! You got me, buddy. Okay, let me out.
Are you scared?
Jay? Jeremy, let me out! Let me out! Let me out of here!
Michael Myers!
Jeremy, stop funny, okay?
And then he locks him in the closet up on the top floor. He
steals the knife first.
No, the kid took the knife.
Oh, that's right.
The kid had seen the previous movie, so you know you're supposed to take the kitchen
knife. That's right.
The board.
It was a fucking bread knife, too.
kicks the door open because he's freaked out. He's literally freaked out. And let me out, let me out.
I'm going to kill you, Jeremy.
What was that?
And then the kid goes ass over tea kettle over the railing. Three floors down. Boom!
I'll start with one thing from the beginning.
Go ahead.
Pissed me off right away. The font, they were trying to go for Halloween 3.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes, the blue font was very Halloween 3.
And the actual font choice.
Yeah, and the different pumpkins I enjoyed. That's the one thing I like about all these new movies is the whole credits with the pumpkin doing different things. Yes. I enjoyed. You know, it's different, it's fresh. It's a small part of the film, but I enjoy the introduction with the credits for each of these films.
Haddonfield was a peaceful town. And then one Halloween night many years ago, all of that was lost. Michael Myers was pure evil.
All right, one question. In any of the previous Halloween films, in whatever constitutes the mainline continuity, has there ever been this much overdubbed voiceover crap?
No.
This is all...
That is new for this movie, right? I'm not hallucinating that.
No, they've never had voiceovers like this.
Yeah,
never.
Okay. Because that I did not like.
Never.
I
kept hearing the
movie. Her narrating, you mean?
Yeah.
His senseless brutality ravaged my community and killed my daughter. And then he vanished.
Anyway, that her dialogue during the voiceover was so fortune cookie trite, it was embarrassing. It's like, Michael was the embodiment of evil. Well, thank you so much for that. I would never put two and two together and figure that out for myself. Thank you for telling me.
And she mentioned that a couple of times. It was redundant. So it was something we didn't need to hear, and it was redundant. I understand.
It's like, we know he's fucking evil. We've watched how many goddamn movies of it.
It has been 4 years since I last saw my monster. So here I am, a survivor attempting to share my story and find healing.
Lori's talking about, listen, I was fucked up and we dealt with this four years ago when he killed my kid, but now I'm trying to move on. I'm living with my granddaughter, I bought a house. She's decorating for Halloween, which, like, in the first two movies, that would have never have happened.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's gotten on. I enjoyed seeing her. Like, I'm trying to heal.
Yeah.
I'm getting over this. I'm getting over this. You know, and I appreciated that. I really did.
Oh wait, I know who you are.
You did something messy.
Can't believe they let you off.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
You're that psycho babysitter.
He killed that kid, didn't he?
Yep.
Killed a kid and too pussy to buy some fucking
guys, you know what? Let's just fucking forget about it. Let's go to the game, okay?
You're just a little pedo.
Look at him.
Let him know, Perry.
That what you want? A little fucking pedo creep?
That's
right. I know it's a small town, but I'm getting really tired of the convenience of everyone recognizing our characters from something that happened so long ago. Would it have been that big an event? A kid dies, you know, accidentally, and now everyone in town just happens to have his face burned in their memory. And now he's a pry in town, and everyone just knows him on sight.
Right.
So where's your next event?
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Look at you. I fucking milk everyone.
Holy shit.
Look what you did.
Hey, assholes.
Hey, guys, would you look at this? I mean, a psycho meets a freak show. Wow. This is a match made in heaven.
Hey, come on. Look at top for now.
Let's go, y'all.
And even then, I'm sorry, 4 years of, you know, having to deal with that kind of bullying, that kind of crap, that kind of ostracization, like all the shit that he's going through, you have two choices. You leave or you kill yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, and I'm not, you know, trying to be blasé about it. Just that's usually the way it works.
Yes.
You can't be completely isolated from society and just, you know, keep going on.
Well, someone's getting into the spirit of things. This gentleman had an accident and needs a little fix up.
And even like she's working, she's got the HMS or HMH on it. That's the same logo of the Halloween 2.
Yeah.
It's Haddonfield Memorial Hospital.
It's the same logo from the second film.
What'd you do? To your hand.
I was at work and then I had a little accident.
So your job sucks too.
Huh?
Where do you work? What do you do?
Oh, mechanic shop.
Don't move. Don't let it get infected. So my car's been rattling.
Rattling?
Yeah.
It's just your exhaust system clamps come loose. It's an easy fix. It takes like 5 minutes. Super cinchy.
Whatever. Right?
Okay, you gotta admire a guy that sees Jeffrey Dahmer and thinks style icon.
style icon. The glasses?
Yeah, just like... You're even dressing him up like a serial killer.
We should go out sometime and do something.
With me?
With both of us. I mean, we both have to be there, otherwise it wouldn't be a very good time.
You don't want to do that. I'm going to be late for dinner. But, I appreciate the hand. It feels better already.
I just wish it didn't take us an hour and 10 minutes to get to the finale we were all waiting for. It just felt like the first hour I was nodding off. I really was, because it was so dull.
And it was just kind of on the nose in the beginning, because like the part of being, it's like the town's been infected and everybody, you know, it's like, yeah, I get it. You know, psycho serial killer dude killed a lot of fucking people and he got away. So, yeah. That would kind of be a bummer, living like, oh, he could come back at any fucking moment.
Is this your dance? Are you having a good time?
Sorry
for killing my son.
Yeah, that bar scene.
With the dad?
With the mother. In the flashback, she had her hair done up with the weave to look like a 1920s showgirl.
Yeah.
She had the same fucking hairstyle, but without the costume, in the present, at the bar, so she kept the hairstyle for a year?
For 4 years.
I know it was no accident. No accident! No!
The whole after the party when he's coming to the realization that this is like an Alice in Wonderland. This is like, this is not meant to be, where, you know, I didn't buy that she's like, oh, well, I'm in love with this guy because he's kind of creepy and might have killed a child. I don't buy it at all, but it was in there fine. But when he was like, listen, you think you know me and you think you know yourself, but we're not the same. You and I are very different people. We've been through some shit, but that doesn't mean we're the same. You are here and I'm over here, so stay the fuck away from me. That made sense to me.
I didn't know what was happening in there. I was just trying to help you to just...
I'm not your fucking project, Allison!
Corey, I know. Okay, I know what it's like to have everybody looking at you, thinking that they know you, thinking that they know what you've been through, but they don't.
But the difference, Allison, between me and you is that people look at me like, who is this guy? Who is this monster? And they look at you like they see you like a survivor.
What are you talking about?
I get it. You survived Michael Myers. You're a hero with your struggles, and ask anyone. I'm the psycho babysitter. I'm the fucking kid killer. And you think you can fix me, but you can't. I'll spare you the heartache.
That was smart. You know, she thought she was attaching herself to this guy because they were both in the same boat. And he's like, listen, we're not the same boat. You're a hero. You survived the boogeyman. I am the boogeyman. Everybody looks at you as the victim of the boogeyman. Everybody looks at me as the boogeyman. We're not the same.
They're two sides of the same coin.
That's right. Well, he's like, we're not the same. This is no good.
Yeah.
This is no good. That was good. And at that point, that's where I was like, I'm not hating this film.
What is your problem with this kid?
This guy fucked up the LeBaron.
Hell yeah.
Dollar store designer friend?
Oh. Oops.
Hey, let me help you out. Come on.
But it's going to sound like a really stupid thing to say, but it's not that small of a town. When those kids are bullying Corey on the bridge,
right,
there's that pan shot of behind them. You can see a fucking McDonald's. It's a big enough town.
Billy, knock it off! Billy!
There's
Billy!
Oh, shit!
Oh, shit.
Oh,
my God. Harry, what did you do?
He fell.
Little dick busted it.
Is he dead?
Go down and look. You go down and look. I didn't push nobody. He fell.
Bullshit.
He fell?
Yeah, that's my story. Let's get out of here.
You don't fall 25 feet onto your back and get up and just walk around and just have bruises. That's kind of silly. I'm like, he should have been woken up in a hospital bed the next day. But I don't know.
That's he just, jumped. That's my story.
Yeah.
Right? He jumped.
He would have had several shattered vertebrae.
He fell.
He should be paralyzed.
He fell? That's my story.
Run! Run!
But even then, he drags him into his murder cave, wait until he wakes up, walks around, but then decides to try to one-arm strangle him through a hole in the, like he's somehow trapped in his own house.
So he strangles this kid, looks him in the eye, figures out that he's been through some shit, and then all of a sudden there's something going on.
Yeah, he grabs him by the throat, goes all dead zone, and suddenly...
That's not all he saw, though. He saw Lori, and he saw Allison. It's not the shit that he's been through. Like, I understand. If it was, I would agree with you guys that, you know, oh, if he felt, you know,
he can read minds,
whatever. Yeah, probably.
Apparently.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, he saw Lori, he saw Allison, he's like, oh fuck, he could lead me to them. That's what my first thought was. Come sit by my side. You've got a sad look in your eye.
Don't let them pull you in tonight. I don't understand this power shifting. Him able to read the trauma in Corey, and
no,
Corey suddenly has powers.
It's like, what is it like? Did he get bitten by a radioactive Mike Myers?
Yeah,
suddenly he doesn't need glasses anymore.
Like, I don't get it.
I know.
Fight back and guffaw.
So now he's wearing leather jackets and being kind of cool.
And then it's Allison, right? Allison's the daughter. And all of a sudden, she completely shifts. Like she's going to be the nursing mother type for Corey.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, because he's grown a sack, she's becoming the demure fucking sitting on the rooftop talking about their future bullshit. Like, there's no fucking arc for any of these characters.
No.
Through the entire franchise, never mind this even one movie.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I'm just waiting for Allison.
Corey? Everything okay?
You know, even at the point where he meets Michael and Michael lets him live, and immediately after that he's pulling the whole Houdini act, and Lori is recognizing it, like, that's odd. Last time I saw that was Michael Myers, and she's immediately like, there's something wrong with this kid.
Has he done something bad? I don't understand why you're here.
No, he's seeing my granddaughter. I introduced them, actually.
Your granddaughter should be so lucky as to be with a boy like Corey. He's handsome. He's sensitive.
I know he's had his difficulties.
My son. This town turned against him after the accident with Jeremy Allen. They would have felt for him. They would have helped him heal. But because your boogeyman disappeared, they needed a new one.
You guys were like, after an hour, you're like, is everybody in this town fucking special needs? Like,
I think that... I said monosyllabic.
I think that what they're trying to...
That's not quite as offensive. Yeah.
I think that what they were trying to set up was the fact that the trauma of the town has dulled people.
Your boogeyman's gone, so they had to point to someone else. So everyone's blaming her for everything.
Yeah, everybody's... They're victim-blaming Laurie Strode through the whole thing. Right? It's like victim-blaming. It's like...
Wait,
yeah, you... What the fuck did she do besides survive?
But then in the
how
next
dare
scene,
you?
Saying you're the hero because you're the victim that survived. But that, no, that's not how it works, because Laurie Strode was the victim that survived and everyone's shitting on her.
Dr. Mathis? Dr. Mathis?
When he becomes, like, the accomplice of Michael's, he kills somebody and then Michael is killing somebody else, he's, like, the accomplice kind of deal, I'm like...
The doctor and the nurse.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on here, radio, man?
When he went to kill the doctor and the nurse... Corey killed the doctor.
Yeah.
Michael kills the nurse. They're playing off of each other at that point.
Kills him on Halloween 1.
I like when he stabbed the nurse and held her there, and the blood dripping down onto her feet. It just the whole, and again the throwback to the first one, because I think it just, it's like, ah, this is fantastic, because she's a bitch first of all, and she deserved to die. And it just how he just stuck it in there, and it was so forceful and so just visceral. And then left her hanging there, and then the blood's there. That was perfect.
The only thing missing from that was PJ Souls asking, where's her beer?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
All right, Paul, where's my beer?
Cash just goes, he always finds the stud.
Yeah! Every time he stabs somebody through the fucking wall, he hits the stud so they stay there.
Even that, though, that's a fucking ripoff of part one where he kills the guy in the after the fuck. And then he does the head cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. Like,
oh, my artwork. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? He just sits there.
I want to help you, Corey. Let me help you. Or let me find help for you. You can't have her. Allison is not equipped for this relationship, and I will not let her get hurt. So stay the fuck away.
You started this! You brought me in! You invited me!
But you're the one to blame. You want to do it, or you want me to? If I can't have her, no one will. You want to help Allison, let her live her life. She has me now. You should give in. You should surrender to that feeling you had the first time you ever looked into his eyes. Michael comes back for you. I'm the psycho. You're the freak show.
The whole weird infected protege thing, I didn't...
No,
honestly, I don't even know if they knew where they were going with it.
The whole idea of the evil of Michael transferring to somebody else is not new. They did it with Jamie Lloyd at the end of part 4.
Doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't exist anymore.
That is still out there. We've seen it. It is not new.
But it doesn't exist in this world anymore.
Okay, well, just because the writers and producers of this film say, forget everything you've seen, doesn't mean that I can forget everything I've seen. The whole idea of Michael transferring his evil to somebody else is not new.
I know, but then they're cherry picking, right?
You got something I need.
When he goes back to get the mask, and this is so silly, I had to fight a guffaw because I'm like, this is the silliest thing I've ever seen. He crawls back into the sewer, beats up Michael with his bare hands to take the mask, and then leaves with the mask unscathed. And they're like wrestling for like a minute. I'm like, what's going on?
I honestly, at that moment, I flash back to Iron Man 2 with Samuel L. Jackson. Wait, just walks in and he stole your suit?
Yes. Here's what I want to know. Why wouldn't it have been a better scene if he just said, there's something I need, and Michael just hands him the mask? Wouldn't that have been more interesting?
So what, you're stalking him now?
No!
And you're threatening him. What did you say to him?
I see the same thing in him that I saw in Michael.
Michael Myers is who you are.
You're not listening to me, Allison.
I am trying to protect you. I don't want your protection.
But you can have a good life, Allison. A good life, just not with him.
You pretend like you moved on, but it's bullshit. You're actually just obsessed with death, like it's some sort of game. And you're not going to rest until you finished it or until everybody else is as fucking miserable as you are. I need to get out of here before this town kills the one person that actually makes me feel something.
He's on a dark path. I'm not going to let this happen to you. You have to believe me.
You get the feeling that Corey is tainted by Michael's evil in some way, infected or tainted, like, or he's adopting some sort of evil power.
Like, we feel there, sympathy for him because we actually see the fact that he is innocent. He doesn't know that when he kicks the door open that he's going to knock the kid to his fucking death.
It just happens that way.
It just happens.
But at some point, he makes a cognitive decision to want to go down this path of evil.
She actually says those words when we're having the argument when Alice is packing up to leave.
How the fuck does she know?
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
she looked in his eyes, just like Michael.
Yeah.
Let's go, Billy. Billy.
Come on, Terry. Hurry up, man. Someone's here.
Billy. Come on, Billy. Let's get this punk. Let's go. Oh my God, Billy. Blade, what are you trying to do, man? Suck your own. Oh my god! What the fuck?
Terry? What's wrong?
Billy's dead!
What? What are you talking about? Oh, Stacy!
That's well
done. I will say the one girl that didn't deserve is the one that gets crushed by the fence, because she was the one trying to stop him from
being over there. Eden Lake!
Yes! Yes!
Eden Lake, yeah. Man! Eden Lake, yeah. Brian Stewart!
The only girl who fights it is the innocent one. Oh yeah. My god, that movie is great.
But the rest of them deserved it.
She was the least offensive person.
Yes.
She should have just stopped hanging out with them.
Yes.
Exactly.
Maybe she did. She was
Your cat completely agrees with you because he just stared right at you.
She did stop hanging out with him.
The silent descent, you know?
Be careful of the company you keep.
That's right.
So I'm always leery about hanging out here.
The poor girl, like, scales the fence, comes down to the fence just at the right over time to get wire. Fucking bowled over by the truck.
And I like the fact that it didn't just, like, run her over, but literally, like, the way the truck was parked was
pinned
down on a barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Where he takes that fucking welding torch.
Oh, that was a good
mouth.
Good framing in this.
Even when they're stomping the face.
Yeah. Focused on the girl in the background, trapped, and you kind of, it was out of like the depth of field.
After being fucking brained by a large wrench.
Yeah. I was like, all right, yep. And then it's like the fact that you just see it go in the mouth, and eventually the skin just starts lighting on fire. I'm like, all right.
Crispy,
yeah.
Immediately I went back to that fucking asshole in Friday the 13th Part 5.
Yeah.
Just start the fucking car. Those cunts aren't going to wait for us forever. And then he sticks the road flare in his face.
Yeah.
Right in his mouth.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm like, okay.
And then, well,
hold on a second. And then right after, and like Nick said, the girl trapped under the fence is watching this happen, and then what happens to her? Fucking stomps on her face. Mm-hmm. Stomps on her face!
Songs from the Resurrection. What's gonna get our moms out? Give us something to scream about. Carly, you're on air.
Paul B, you got a favorite scene on this tripe?
I do. I am going to have to say the DJ death.
God. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
It was very close between that and the blowtorch death.
Oh, God.
But I'm going to go DJ death because that was the most vicious in the entire film.
Yeah.
The way he fucking caves in the lower part of that guy's face, all his teeth popping out. Cutting off the tongue.
Teeth drama.
Cutting off his tongue with those fucking scissors. And then the fact that the tongue is on the goddamn the roundabout and gets caught on the needle.
Turntable.
Mwah.
I like how they cut and Allison is listening to that station, but the song's all fucked up, so she just turns it off.
There are things in here I like.
Yeah, a lot of smart parts.
Like you said, like, the kills towards the end, like, didn't matter if it was Corey or Michael, like, they were decent, like, they were well thought out, they were clever, creative, you know, they worked, but at the same time, it's just like, why do we need Corey to be doing the kills?
This is what I've been saying. Why can't Michael have just done the kills all along?
It just feels like an extra step to get to, like, so it's like all the good kills in this movie basically go to Corey.
Allison, where's Lori? We're responding to a call. She called in a suicide.
Everything they try to do to make this movie more than a slasher movie makes it worse.
It's Friday the 13th 5 for Halloween.
It's too smart for its own good, or it tries
not
to
be Michael too smart Myers, for its not own Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, but this one has Michael Myers.
I know, but
this one has Michael Myers and fake Michael Myers.
Did you really think I'd kill myself?
Oh.
then he grabs the mask, and Corey's not dead at that point.
Which is bizarre. You stab yourself in the throat in the kitchen knife, you'll be dead in about 30 seconds.
He tries to take the mask away, and then that's when Michael kills him.
I'm done with you. You're no longer my apprentice. Yeah. No apprentice this year.
You bet.
Right? No apprentice this year.
I'm not hired. I'm not taking you on permanently.
And that fight was, that was like a minute and a half. It's like, come on. Like, that's the crescendo of this whole thing. Like, yep. Give me some meat and potatoes, man. Like, come on. Give me 10, 15 minutes. Like, if you want to end this epically, give me 10, 15 minutes of them battling it out. And traveling. Like, don't just stick it. It's one fucking room. One room in her house. One. That's it.
Yeah.
One room. You know what? I was glad to see Lauren taking quite a bit of damage in that fight. I was surprised to see her face go through the glass.
She took the needle in the neck.
Yeah.
And the hand, did she get her fingertips cut off in the processor?
I think it just operator? Stopped. Maybe she might have just got cut a little bit, but I don't think I...
No, I was waiting. And they had to show his hand with the two fingers missing.
Yeah.
And they had to reference that. As he's pushing her hand in, I'm like, why are you purposely making your hand smaller to fit? Why not? Why aren't you spreading your fingers out so it won't? She's like, oh, let me help you.
Pinned his ass with two knives in a refrigerator. Took off his mask. Oh, hey!
That's another thing.
That's what you look like.
This stupid cock tease that they have... That you don't really see his face. One of the creepiest moments of the first film, the 78 film, is where you see young Michael without the mask on, where they pull the clown mask off, and he's just sitting, and he's got those vacant eyes, as he says, right? And then at the end, where Tony Moran, where they pull the mask off again, he's got those vacant eyes. And you don't see them in either one.
No.
Or any of these three, I should say.
If this is Halloween Ends, then like, unmask the killer.
Yes, and let us
show,
see.
Like, this is Michael Myers.
Yes.
All fucked up with the big black eyes and, like...
But at the end of the day...
dead stare.
At the end of the day, all fucked up, whatever. He's an old man, all this gray stubble, whatever. But he's still human.
No, he's not. He's the boogeyman.
I've run from you. I have chased you. I have tried to contain you. I have tried to forgive you. I thought maybe you were the boogeyman. No. You're just a man who's about to stop breathing.
You know what? I said it once, I'll say it again. If they wanted to remake this and end the story with Laurie Strode, they did it, in my opinion, fairly decently in 98. 20 years after, H2O, you know, Laurie Strode changed her name, tried to get on with her life, and for some reason, Michael Myers, that was still alive, found her, tracked her down, terrorized her kid and his friends, and terrorized her, and she got the better of him, and fucking took his fucking head off.
Yeah.
That was it. Took his fucking head off. How do you kill somebody?
Yeah.
If the supernatural or not, you take his car fucking head off. That was it.
Yeah.
That should have been it. But no, they couldn't leave well enough alone. There's no reason for... There was no reason for Resurrection. There was no reason for Rob Zombie's two movies. There was no reason for these three films.
The body of Michael Myers was disposed of in a midnight procession. There would be no tombstone, no memorial. The mysteries were put to bed, and the story as we told it was to fade with time. I've said goodbye to my boogeyman, but the truth is evil doesn't die. It changes shape.
I wonder if they're going to try to cheat this out in the next few years and say that Corey survived and now he's Michael Myers. Because that was the original intent with, was it five or four?
Yeah.
With the girl.
Girl, yeah.
You know, it is my wish as a horror fan that they never make another Michael Myers.
That's movie. Never going to happen ever. Again. That's
ever
never.
Again.
It's, I know. It's mine too.
The best thing that could ever happen is for them to never make another Halloween film with Michael Myers or Laurie Strode or whatever.
But I like ever money. Again.
Budget was $20 million.
Okay. Uh-oh.
It's made almost $6 million just on Thursday alone, and it's on track to make over $50 million.
Fuck.
So, within the next 5 years, there will be another one.
Did John Carpenter, was he an executive producer on this?
Yep. So John and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis and the two guys that wrote and directed this film.
Yep.
So they're the guys throwing money at this IP, knowing that it's too big to fail.
Yep.
That's my problem right there. I wonder how many of our listeners are listening to me going, oh, what a fucking old man, what an old curmudgeon. How could he...
Crusty old
get off
man.
My lawn!
Get off my lawn. How could he want horror to fail if he's such a horror fan?
You don't. Like, you want bad horror to fail. You want good horror to succeed.
I like this movie. I don't know if you... I'm probably going to be the only one, but I really like this movie.
Really?
I did. I'm not giving it like a you know...
Don't score it yet.
I'm not giving it like 8 or 9 or anything like that, but...
I will say this, in your defense, my knee-jerk reaction is that I don't hate this. No. I'm not filled with bile.
No.
I'm not happy. I'm not, and it's like I say, it's far from perfect, but it's, God, it's Shakespeare compared to part two.
Paul B. wants to just stick a gun in his mouth over there. Look at him.
Fine.
Look
and
at him. He just wants to stick a gun in his mouth.
That's fine. I mean, I think, like I said, I already said I'm probably in the minority.
You know, you need to find someone that can let go. That makes you want to rip off your shirt and show grief your fucking tits and say, you know what? Let's go.
Noon, I want you to score this film.
I am interested in this.
I'm going to give it a 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's worth a 6. A really strong 6. You said you would not watch it again. I would probably watch it again.
Yeah, you'd watch this one.
I would. Like I said, the kills are done well. I bought the supernatural aspect. I didn't have a problem with it. I bought the fact that the more he killed, the stronger he got.
Yeah.
And that's why he finally turned on Corey.
I don't need you anymore. Yeah. This is like a surrogate.
Absolutely. It's basically he fulfilled his need. He's now strong. He led him to where he wanted to be. And that's where it is. That's why he's a monster. 6.
It's very kind of you, Vince.
Y'all know the Laura Stroll story? She teased a man with brain damage and then he snapped. Look at you. You gonna make a little name for yourself now, huh? Walking around with this dumb bitch right here.
Never shut up.
Nefarious Paul B.
So I gave Halloween 2018 3 stars.
Yeah.
I gave Halloween Kills 1 star,
okay.
And it was lucky to get that.
It was kaka.
This is getting a 2.
A 2? So you're in between.
I'm in between. 10.
Wow.
I am fucking ecstatic to see the end of this trilogy. I cannot think of another film franchise, never mind just horror, film franchise that has been bent over as much as Halloween has.
And fucked well.
Like, I can't think of anything. If that was the point that they were trying to get to, that Michael Myers is somehow supernatural in this film, it is never once hinted that in the first 2 of this series. It is never once remotely brought up as anything. It's just all of a sudden now he's got this power where he can suck power by making kills, and he's using this kid as an avatar. It's said they don't want to do anything else with the original franchise. Meanwhile, there's nods, there's the font in this one, and Halloween Kills. You see 3 kids walking around with silver shamrock masks on. So they're still nodding at the other films. Meanwhile, they're saying we should ignore the other films. This is a completely disjointed mess. It's not as bad as the last film. I don't think anything could be as bad as the last film. But I'm so thankful to be done with this entire fucking franchise.
I know I talk too much. I just get so excited about all that boogeyman bullshit.
Cult sensation.
Gonna give this one a 5.
5?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't, like, the cinematography was okay, like, but most of the characters were just genuinely unlikable. It's a Halloween movie with, like, 5 minutes of Michael Myers in it. That is not what people go to, like, in the first Halloween movie. He's in it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, he's barely fucking in it. But yeah, like, I can't give this any more than a 5. Like, I liked some of the shots. I liked the opening sequence. I didn't like the voiceovers. I didn't like that they were trying to shoehorn another guy as a proxy for Michael. Because which Friday the 13th were you?
5.
5, yeah. Like, that approach didn't work for the Friday the 13th franchise. Why in the fuck would it work for this? We didn't pay to see Corey. We paid to see Michael Myers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
but it's the end of Michael Myers.
You didn't have exactly. Like, if this is supposed to be Halloween Ends, send him out on a fucking bang, you know?
Keep seeing his eyes. Are we talking about Michael or this kid? Michael's eyes in Corey.
Brian Stewart, you want to score this?
This is the toughest thing I've ever had to score. Because I honestly... When I try to sum up my feelings about the movie, I don't hate it, I don't like it. I'm utterly flatlined on this now.
Why do you think I gave it a 5? Because I'm ambivalent about it.
I think I'm going to give it a 4.5. Because I can't give it a 5. 5 is a pass. It's just shy of a pass for me. Because I honestly don't think I mean, with the exception of the ending, the last 30 minutes, I enjoyed myself. This was like old slasher gory greatness. But until we get there, it's just so plodding and tedious and filling and boring and dating and just babble. And it's that endless fucking exposition that is just utterly mindless and stupid. And it's just so dull. I was nodding halfway through this movie like, something better fucking happen soon or I'm going to start snoring on this couch. It was like, what am I watching? How long do we have to wait to saw an actual kill?
Oh, no.
I'm like, what is this? What am I watching?
Actually, it reminded me of Scream, because I'm like, Corey is the Matthew Lillard to Michael Myers to Skeet Ulrich.
But there's just, who paced this? And it's almost 2 hours long.
I know.
I'm like, good God. I mean, if you'd cut 20 minutes out of Laurie Strode working on her book, which feels like is almost half this movie, really, like the Doogie Howser typing moments, and then her moment in the grocery store where she bumps into the sheriff is just, I'm like, why am I watching this? What did we get from this that we don't already have? I mean, why are we seeing this?
That she's still human.
Yeah, and I'm just, do you think anyone's going to walk away from this thinking, man, I really need to get suicide or blossoms tattooed on my arm? No, there's nothing to take. It's just the most meaningless, trite dialogue, and it's so dumb. This movie should have been 90 minutes. They should have cut that out. They should have got to the kills a lot faster. I don't, you know, I can understand the boyfriend becoming the protege killer, whatever. I mean, I don't understand why they did it. I think this movie tried to be way more, it got way more complicated than it needed to be. They tried to do more with it than it should have been. And it honestly reeks of somebody who doesn't understand why the original was amazing in the first place. They tried to make the slasher film from 78 into a modern social message film, and they don't even know what the message is. And it's just meandering. And boring, and it doesn't mean anything. And it's just, I don't know. So, I mean, given that half the movie is utter meaningless filler garbage, how can I give it a 5, I think, is generous. I mean, that would mean that the half of the movie that was actually worthwhile rated a full mark. But the kills are amazing. I will say this, the blood effects are great, the kills are great. The opening scene is amazing. If the movie had ended right there as that kid hit the ground, fuck, 4 stars, I'd have walked out of here.
That's what you said when the credits were rolled. This was amazing.
What have you done? Credits!
But by the end, I don't care enough to hate it. You know what I mean? I feel so tired by the end of all this. So, yeah, 4.5. Because there are a lot of things I liked about it. I just wish those things I liked fit into a better movie that did more with its runtime.
Am I a bad person? Are you?
Well, we're both fucked up.
I'll give it a four, which is not a pass. I don't hate it, but it's certainly not a good film. And I'm with Paul B. I'm glad it's over. You know, this is an endurance test. Watching these three films over the last 4 years was a fucking horror fan's endurance test. You know, these Blumhouse people, they can sit there and, you know, they can cheaply throw money at shit that they know they're going to get a return on. But you know what you're not doing is making movies that people love. And that's what's important to the horror fan, is making a movie that we love. You guys aren't doing it. And these last three movies are a direct example of what you guys are doing, is making movies for a fucking cheap buck, not making movies that people fucking love. That's what people should be making movies for.
The annoying thing is they have the ability to make movies that people like.
Like Phone Book.
The Black Phone.
Yeah.
Sinister.
I'm not saying that people out there aren't making films that people
Talking about them specifically. This production company.
That's like, at one point, there were people that got together, very, very talented people, that in 78 came together to make a film that, in their modesty, they thought that nobody was going to enjoy, but through their talent, put all their efforts together to make a film. You know what? Kind of like when I put this podcast together. I make the podcast the way I think people will like it, because when I listen to this show, every time I make a podcast, I listen to it and I'm like, I love this show. I think it sounds great. It flows good. The music is good. I make it for me. It's my own passion. Like, I love our podcast, and I'm hoping that everybody else that listens to it shares my love of the show. That's what Halloween was in 1978. Yes. This, we love what we created, and everybody loved it too.
You know,
this is not that.
No,
this is just do whatever you want, throw some money at it, and when it's all over and done, we're going to have a check that's a little bit larger than the one that we threw at to make it, and that's the end.
It's the worst kind of cynicism. It's so cynical.
I can watch these three films here once, review them, give them my score, never come back to them again, and at the end of the day, I can always go back and watch Halloween 2. And enjoy it again and again, because those were films that were made for me. Films with good score and decent writing and not bad gore. You know, not a perfect film, but a decent film made for a horror fan.
That wasn't cynical.
That's right. Yeah. That was made for me. No, you can make all these Halloween films you want, and everybody's like, well, if you don't like it, go back and watch your other films.
Oh, I will.
That's exactly what I plan on doing.
Yeah.
You tempted and you provoked that man when you should have left him alone.
And there it is. We finally get to put the nail in the Michael Myers coffin here at Horror 101. As we feared, this was another forgettable and unnecessary entry in an already bloated series, partially financed by individuals who were once part of greatness and now selfishly just cashing in on the wholesale destruction of their legacies. It really is a shame. So what do you think? Are we out of line here? Are we completely off on this? Reach out and let us know if so. We'd love to hear arguments on how these films are anything but trash. If you like the show, we hope you'll consider becoming one of our supporting patrons. We wish you a wonderful Halloween. For the world-famous Brian Stewart, the cult sensation Nick McPherson, the nefarious Paul B., and my wife, the lovely Nude, this is Cash Wampum saying thanks for listening. And there's a horror movie out there that you haven't seen yet that you're going to love, and we're going to help you find it right here at Horror 101, Educating Your Fears.
Well, guess what they're doing next?
Oh, please.
What?
You're going to love this.
Exorcist.
$500 million franchise are on their shoulders.
The greatest thing that could happen to that is for it to fail. The greatest thing.
They're sinking $400 million into that franchise.
And I hope they lose a ton of money on it. I really do.